Continuing heavy rains in June and July have made a mess out of logging roads in some parts of the state, according to Henry Schinnebeck, the executive director of the Great Lakes Timber Professionals Association.
You'd be spending a lot of your time pushing and pulling. You know, trucks will only go through so much loose soil. The roads just kind of keep getting deeper and deeper, and pretty soon you don't have the traction to go.
Schinnebeck's organization represents logging interests in Wisconsin and Michigan. He says some loggers who have already been hit hard by the recession are now finding it impossible to get into the woods to cut trees.
A lot of folks out here that are just struggling along and not quite able to make ends meet. You know, we're just not sure where things are going to end up here. This year actually looks to be just a little bit rougher than what last year was.
If there's a bright side to the logging picture, the weeks of rainy weather have depleted inventories of pulpwood at many paper mills. Schinnebeck says loggers stand to benefit when the forests finally dry out.
It does one good thing, though. When it's raining like this, it basically cuts the inventory down that the mills have on hand. So when the sun does come out, we don't have any issues selling the wood.
Logging interests have been hardest hit in areas with heavy clay-like soil, such as Iron and Ashland counties and the cities of Ladysmith and Hayward. Loggers are doing better in areas with sandy soil, including portions of the Northern Highland American Legion Forest. I'm Glenn Mobrig for Wisconsin Public Radio News.